and whimsical rhymes, elaborately penned. Funny-sounding as well as funny-looking words were one of his things. I remember laughing with him one day for hours over the silliness of the word fjord. Just laughing and finding fun where he could, Jerry's delight in the little absurdities of life was limitless. We miss him dearly. Many photographers have been kind enough to share some very special photos of Jerry for this book. Thank you to all the photographers who continue to share their collections with us.
Introduction. Hi, this is Dennis McNally. Very few things have been more fun and more stimulating for me than talking with Jerry Garcia. Both his playing and his life rested on dynamic interaction with other people. He listened. That love of, and indeed need for, interaction certainly applied to conversation, which, second to playing music, was probably his favorite activity. Jerry loved to rap. Not just to talk, certainly not to hear himself go on, but to communicate, to exchange thoughts, to learn about other people. Even when his poor physical health caused him to be somewhat withdrawn and depressed toward the end of his life, he retained a profound curiosity about the lives of others. The celebrity interview, an opportunity for an artist to talk about himself and to pitch a